Once in a while, somebody asks me what I do as an archbishop. I'm never quite sure how to answer. Obviously, I proclaim and teach the Word of God. I celebrate the sacraments around the archdiocese. And I oversee the administration of the resources we need to carry on the mission of Christ. How does this work out in day-to-day life? Well, the following has been what I do since returning from vacation a month ago. First of all, I headed for St. Minor to join my high school class for our 50th anniversary of graduation. It was fun to reminisce about good times we shared in the seminary. Both ordinands and those who did not go on to ordination were present. My time at the reunion was cut short. An elderly friend died, and I had promised her I would be at her funeral. Anne Merrick spent her latter years helping in the sacristy of St. Luke Parish in Indianapolis. She served God and the church in unseen ways until she couldn't go anymore. In my mind, she represents so many elderly faithful who serve in the shadows of our communities. Our clergy personnel board resumed its schedule of monthly meetings to continue to oversee parish and clergy needs around the archdiocese. We are in the happy situation of welcoming several foreign missionary priests to serve some of our parishes. This is a new experience for us, and we want to be sure they are welcomed and are oriented to the procedures and culture of our archdiocese. I was delighted to meet and welcome Fathers Valdez and Anguiano, missionaries on loan from the Archdiocese of Guadalajara, Mexico. These priests are part of an exchange agreement which we have entered with the Cardinal Archbishop of that diocese. Father Christian Kappas has been representing us for a time in the Archdiocese of Guadalajara. Annually, I spend 3 days with our seminarians in meeting and recollection before they return to seminary studies. I did so again over the Feast of the Assumption. We begin this school year with 32 seminarians. The third day of convocation, we went as pilgrims to the eastern side of the archdiocese. We celebrated Mass at St. Paul Church, New Alsace. This church was actually dedicated by Bishop Simon Brute the year before he died. At the invitation of the pastor, Father Reiter, Monsignor Harold Kneven, a son of the parish, presented a parish history. After Mass, we headed for St. Martin Parish in Yorkville. There, generous parishioners provided a lunch of fried chicken, the fixins, and homemade desserts. Then it was on to St. John Dover, where we were greeted by the pastor, Father George Plaster. A lay leader there described that parish's history, including a visit by Bishop Brute. I enjoyed being with our seminarians. They are promising candidates for the priesthood. For the first time in 54 years, the Mother General of the Little Sisters of the Poor visited St. Augustine Home in Indianapolis. I was privileged to preside at the Eucharist, along with Bishop William Higgy of the Diocese of Lafayette, and Archbishop Justin Duval of St. Minor Archabbey. It was a grand day for the manor residents, friends, and staff. Father Adjemi, a resident himself, was radiant. I also celebrated a Mass with the Franciscan Sisters of the Immaculate Heart at the convent on the St. Michael Cardinal Ritter campus. 16 sisters gathered from their 3 convents, 2 convents in Indianapolis, 1 in Bedford. They prepared a tasty Indian lunch after the Mass, which recalled the 200th birthday of their founder. On another occasion, I celebrated a Mass with the Missionaries of Charity in the St. Philip Neri neighborhood here in Indianapolis. The sisters celebrate their founding by Blessed Teresa of Calcutta this time of year. They are revered neighbors in the St. Philip area, especially among the poor. I presided at the rededication of the beautifully renovated Church of St. Rock Parish. The church was packed for the occasion. At the end of Mass, Father Wilmoth, the pastor, and I led a procession accompanied by a statue of St. Rock from the church to the parish center, where a parish party followed. St. Rock's feast is observed on our August 16th. From the 20th to the 24th of August, I participated in the annual retreat of the bishops of the dioceses of Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. This is a time for new inspiration as the busy fall gets underway. On August 26th, I presided at a Mass celebrating the 50th anniversary of St. Monica Parish here in the city. It's amazing to recall the development of this parish community from its modest beginnings to the large and very active community today, including a thriving Hispanic ministry. So that's a good part of what I did during 3 weeks of August.